Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories, oh what joy they bring to me,
how I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we open your word this morning, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to speak to us, Father, so that your words are not mine, but they are yours through him. Now, Father, be with us as we study this morning so that we can have our faith to grow stronger and that we can walk closer unto the Lord Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, and that we'll be able, Father, to walk in the Spirit, always listening for your voice, Father, and letting us know what you are wanting of us. May we always walk in obedience. And I ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be this morning in a chapter that is full of a lot of things that does not hold with all of our churches and causes a lot of controversy among mankind. This 14th chapter. I pray we get through it this morning, but I wouldn't say we will, because like I said, it is full. Now, pardon me a moment. Let me get me a little bit of vinegar water over here. Get this throat clear. See if that won't help. All right. Now, beginning here with verse 1. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. He's starting out here with this first verse, letting you and I know that we are to have charity, which is the love of God, and that we are to seek those spiritual gifts. But he's also telling you and I, but rather that you may prophesy. Because you see, along with those gifts comes the gift of tongues. If you're there speaking in tongues, you're not edifying the church, because they're not going to understand what you say unless there is somebody there that can interpret what you are talking about. You see, when he talks about certain things in here, he's talking about you prophesying. In other words, you're going to be speaking to people in the language they understand, and the things that God has given to you. Now, two. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. Now, there is a difference between the unknown tongue and tongues. There'll be different times he'll be talking about tongue instead of unknown tongue. You see, the gift of tongues comes actually twofold. When you're speaking in the unknown tongue, you are actually speaking the language of God and the angels. As he tells you, no man understands that. You see, that's when actually the Spirit is praying through you. Now, tongues is usually other languages. In other words, you may be speaking to an English audience, but you may be speaking Spanish, German, Japanese, or some other national language. That is the gift of tongue, not the unknown tongue. Because that unknown tongue, as he told you here, you're not speaking unto men, but you're speaking unto God. Now, three, but he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. You see, when you're speaking in language that they understand, and you're speaking the things of God, it brings, as he says here, edification. In other words, there is an understanding there that will help them to grow thereby. Now, four. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. You see the difference there? He edifieth himself. But he that prophesieth edifieth the church. Now, we're not to forbid speaking in tongues, but there is an order of things, or should be. But in most of our churches, actually, that believe in tongues, they don't go by order either. And it causes a lot of people to stay away. it actually keeps people away instead of bringing them in. Now, he says, I would that you all speak with tongues. He wants you speaking in tongues because, you see, that is evidence of the infilling, the baptism of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. But in the church, he had rather that you prophesy. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret that the church may receive edifying. Now, if you are going to be speaking in church with tongues, you need to either be able to interpret what you're saying yourself, or you need an interpreter that can speak what you are saying. We'll get to that here before we get out of this chapter. May not be today even, but we'll get to it before we get out of this chapter. Now, six. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you except I shall speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine? Now, you see, these are all ways to be looking at how we speak in the church. Seven. And even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinct distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is pipe or harp? In other words, you're going to play on a pipe or a harp. There's got to be a melody or something to it to identify what you're playing. Now, for if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to battle? Well, now he's talking about that trumpet that they carried for battle. Nine. So likewise, ye, except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For ye shall speak into the air. In other words, you're speaking. Nobody is understanding anything you're saying, so it's not doing any good. Now, 10. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. There's a use for all of them. Now, 11. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaketh a barbarian, and he that speaketh shall be a barbarian unto me. Now, and it's things this way that keeps others out of church. Even some may even speak in tongues. A lot of times they'll stay away from church because there's no order to it. Now, 12. Even so, ye, for as much as ye are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. That's what you go to church for, is always to edify the church. And you do it through understanding. And you do it through the things of Almighty God and His Word. Now, 13. Wherefore let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, my understanding is unfruitful. You may go to God and in the unknown tongue speaking, but you have no idea of what is being said. He tells you there, 14, that your understanding is untruthful. You don't know what is being said or prayed. Because you see, the Spirit is doing that. He's praying for you. Now, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. And I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. You see, the Spirit and understanding is to work together. 16. Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest. And you see, this is what causes trouble in a lot of our church, especially within the Pentecostal and the Church of God. Because they both believe in tongues. Now, there are some out there that do things in order, but most don't. We're losing a lot of churches because they will not keep things as they should be in the house of Almighty God. Now, for thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank my God, I speak with tongues more than you all. You see, Paul is not against tongues. He said he speaks with tongues more than you all. Yet in the church, you see, now yet in the church, I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding that by my voice I might teach others also than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. What a difference. And this is coming from Paul that lets you now know that he speaks with tongues more than all of them at this day and time. But he'd rather speak 5 words in understandable language that he can teach others than 10,000 words in the unknown tongue. Brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. Ladies, this goes for you all too. The Bible here wrote more with whom speaking he, but it means for all of the children of God. Now, 21. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people, and yet for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord. The Lord himself. Let them know while he was here. Now, that they wouldn't hear him. 22. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serves not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. Now, if therefore the whole church, pardon me, if therefore the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned, are unbelievers, will they not say that you are mad? Yeah, and they'll call you even worse things than that. 24. But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. You see, Paul's letting us know a big difference there, isn't he? Now, how is it then, brother, when you come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation? Let all things be done unto edifying. You see, this is why we are taught to all walk and be in one mind and in unity. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, Now, you see, here's the order of things and the way it's to be done in the church. 27. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. No more than just two or three speak. And then they are to have an interpreter. If they don't have an interpreter, they're not to speak either. That is the order of things. Not as a lot of them are doing today in holler. They'll have their whole congregation stand up for prayer and they'll holler, now, let's all speak in our heavenly language. To get them all to speak in tongues, or so to speak. Now, let the prophet speak two or three, and let the others judge. If anything be revealed to another that setteth by, let the first hold his peace. For you may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. You see, We're getting how a church should be run. Run here. Now, And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Now, here we come to another controversy in our churches today. You know, I have told you that a woman is not to be a pastor. We're told that back in 1 Timothy 2nd chapter, which I have read to you before, and we will be getting into it later in the year as we go through. Now, but here in 1 Corinthians, this 14th chapter, he even gets stronger. Now, he goes on here and talking about, as in all churches of the saints, let your women keep silent in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is a shame for women to speak in the church. Think about that. God's word, not my advice. What, came the word of God out from you, or came it unto you only? If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Now, you see, ladies, that don't mean that you can't come through the church door and speak to people. He's talking about you getting up front and speaking. And that's not, according to God, not allowed in the church. You can even sit down and talk with me and share things with me, and share the word of God with me outside the church. There's women of the Bible that has been the very instrument God used to reach some of the men. But you see, things are to be done in accordance with God's word and his law. He has a work for you in the church. He has a work for you at home. And if you will do what God has laid out for you to do, you really don't have time to do anything else anyway. Because he will keep you busy. You see, you are to teach other women how to care for their husbands and their children, and how to take care of their home. Well, that's a full-time job right there. Then others, like I said, outside the church, you can talk to men, you can share with mankind outside the church, but you don't do it in the church. Now, 39, wherefore, brother, prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. You see, don't forbid them to speak with tongues, but keep it in order. Let all things be done decently and in order. And he ends chapter 14 with that last little short verse. But there's a lot of strength in that few words there. Let all things be done decently and in order. We're not to get out of the order of things. Because when we get out of the order of things, then we are out of the will of Almighty God. Because it's His word. It's not mine. It's not man's. It's God's word. All right. We're going to stop here. Give you some things to think about throughout today and all. And I pray that you'll be back with me this evening at 6 p.m. And in the meantime, I'm going to see if I can't get a hold of something that'll clear this throat, flame up in this throat a little better than what it is. All right. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for these times that we can come together to share your word and to show our love one to the other. Because, Father, we do have that godly love for each other and for all of mankind. Help us to walk according to your word, Father. Help us to build our faith strong so that we can stand where you will put us and do the work that you call upon us to do, Father. And Father, I pray for those that study with us in this ministry, especially those that are studying with me through the Bible study. Father, we've learned a lot so far, and we know there is a lot more that you have for us. And we ask you, Father, to use us in great and mighty ways. And Father, we pray for Israel, for peace, for most of all, for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah. And Father, this land of ours, I'm praying, Father, for all of your children to come together to remove from office those that have brought all this evil upon this land from our government and from those that are weak and evil in our churches, and to fulfill them and replace them, Father, with those that belong to you, that love you and love the Lord Jesus Christ, that loves the church and your people and this country, and that will work with us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back on the foundation in which it was on, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, keep us in health and keep us safe through this day. Bring us back together this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Father, Kenny is going to be on the road. Keep him safe, Father. as he goes to the doctor this morning. And Father, as I get out, keep me safe, keep me in well. And for any that's going to be traveling today, Father, we know these highways are growing more dangerous all the time. Keep us safe, Father. Now, Father, I ask all of this in the sweet, precious name of Jesus. Amen. All right, all. Have a great day. Walk with God, and he'll walk with you. Bye-bye now. Hope to see you at 6 p.m.